instead of having time we have scripture, the songs, the message, they're all kind of linked together today. So Nathan and I are going to be bringing the message this morning to you, but there's going to be different times when I'm going to stop and Nathan's going to share some scriptures. And there's also going to be two different times when we stop and you're involved because we're going to sing a couple songs a couple different times. So when you start and sing, that doesn't mean the service is over yet. So let me start by sharing a story that's actually a little bit of a logic puzzle. A man is at home, and he travels a little ways. Then he turns left and travels a little further, before turning left once again and traveling still further. He turns left one more time and travels once again. When he returns home, he is greeted by two men wearing masks. You know what's happening?
He's playing baseball, and after hitting a home run, the catcher and umpire are waiting for him at home plate.
Of course. And that only makes sense because we are having a sermon series this summer about baseball that Pastor Gary's been leading, and so this would be the third inning of the series. And I guess our superstar is in Springfield, so we are pinch hitting. And along with some other stars are in Springfield with Larry Joyner and Jan Keeney are also down there, as is Jody Hunter-Williams, is at a no conference too. And while in the story, returning home, the people were being met by two men in masks, we're looking forward to Pastor Gary and the others returning home, but not to be wearing masks, but to welcome him home for another year as our pastor. And I believe it doesn't become official until tomorrow when the bishop proclaims that all the appointments are official. I'm feeling pretty confident that we're going to get Pastor Gary back for another year at this point. So that's a real blessing for us. Another blessing that happened this weekend was Reverend Brian Wendling, who some of you may remember from when he used to be a member here. He was ordained as an elder last night, and some of you were able to sign the card that we sent with Pastor Gary and the others to congratulate him. So this is also a time that we're celebrating Pentecost Sunday, and that's a day on which the Holy Spirit came to the people. And it's also a day that we have our confirmands helping with the service, as well as some older youth and mentors. We found that the senior high people are very willing to step in, so Rachel stepped in and helped us out in some ways this morning to keep us moving along, and Mateo had helped out at the 8:30 service as well as a little bit earlier. But confirmation is a time that we ask lots of questions, and so today I'm going to be sharing some of the answers that we heard as we ask questions of our confirmands and our mentors and even a few others. Just as today was one of our breakfast Sundays, we always have a few extra folks in there, and sometimes they're able to participate in the discussions too, so they were able to contribute. So one of the questions we asked, we're also asked about their favorite songs and favorite scriptures, but one of the stories that we asked them is, why did you become a Christian? Well, not surprising when you're dealing with a lot of our confirmants or fifth and sixth graders, we've had a few, I don't know. But we also had some answers along the lines of referencing family and parents and friends and growing up in the church. And in fact, Jimmy Steenstreet even shared a story that I thought was very fitting given that it's the 100th anniversary of the church, in that she said, my family's been in part of this church for generations, and so this is a part of who I am, part of who my family is. And I thought that seemed so fitting that one of our confirmands would mention this during our 100th anniversary here. And we also had a couple of our confirmands specifically mentioning that they wanted to join because of their friends and neighbors. It seems to remind me of something that Pastor Gary says a lot about, invite friends.
That would be friends, relatives, associates, and neighbors, right?
Yes, that's correct. So we also asked our confirmands for their favorite scriptures, and on the day of service a few weeks ago on May 17th, when we had our day of service, I was actually fortunate to one of the areas I helped out was on the prayer team in the chapel. And during that time, Jamie Wasser, who had coordinated all of those in the prayer chapel, She asked me what my favorite scripture was. And I figured, since I'm in the pulpit today, we're going to start with my favorite scripture as one of them. And so my favorite verse is actually the Great Commandment from Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 through 40. Nathan, can you share that?
Teacher, which commandment of the law is the greatest? I said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And the second is like, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Of these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
And that's been one of my favorite scriptures for a long time, but it's been even more favorite these last few months as I'm a member of the Seekers class, and we've been studying Introduction to the New Testament and looking at the connections between the Old Testament and the New Testament. So hearing them ask Jesus about the Great Commandment word and having him reference the Old Testament, but then bring those new commandments in, I thought it was pretty powerful. In addition to listening to our youth and confirmands and mentors and other adults say their favorite scriptures, they also told us their favorite psalms. And two psalms were mentioned most frequently. And so we're going to sing those as a group now. And those are Amazing Grace, number 378, and Sanctuary, number 2164. And remember, we're going to do the first verse of each of these. And if you want to stand as well as sing those, that would be great. And then we'll sing some more.
Sister Act. At the very end of the movie, the choir
different version of the song, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, that's pretty powerful. So if you have a chance to see that, you might catch that. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to endorse a movie from the pulpit, so I won't officially endorse it. But it was enjoyable, and just seeing a way that we can really worship, and sometimes it's not traditional way we might think of it worship. Another video that I originally thought about sharing was the song Holy by the David Crowder Band. It's another powerful song, and how we can worship in different ways. So there are lots of different types of videos and types of ways to worship and different things. I mentioned the praise band that Laura Cunningham's church had done. And there are times for different types of worship and times for different things. And in fact, our next scripture verse talks about different times for different things, and that's in Ecclesiastes. Okay?
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8 and 11. Everything has its season, and there will come a time when the purposes of heaven are fulfilled. A time of giving birth and a time of dying. A time of planting and a time of reaping. A time of sorrow and a time of healing. A time of tearing down and a time of building up. A time of crying and a time of laughing. A time of weeping and a time of dancing. A time of scattering stones and a time of gathering stones together. A time of embracing and a time of parting. A time of finding and a time of losing. A time of keeping and a time of giving. A time of tearing and a time of sowing. A time of listening and a time of speaking. A time of loving and a time of hating. A time of war and a time of peace. God has made everything beautiful in its time. God has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end.
This talk, I'm going to share some of the stories that we heard from our confirmands and mentors about their favorite memories of their time here at Avondale. One thing that got mentioned a lot was actually worship in the wilderness, and we're looking forward to having that again later in the summer, in August. Sunday school is mentioned a lot, and Elizabeth, you'll remember that a lot of these are 5th and 6th graders, so the memories of Sunday school may have been in your class. So. But also the confirmation class that they had this year, and one of the things that we did in the confirmation class this year was we went and visited several other different denominations, and that was a few months ago, and we visited a Jewish synagogue, and we visited a Catholic service, and we went to an Orthodox church, and we finished up visiting actually another United Methodist church that in some ways was maybe the most different from us. We went to Renaissance United. But when I was asking some of the confirmands about the experience, because I was there on a Saturday, but I missed the Friday night part, and the Friday night service was the one that several of them mentioned was the most powerful to them, and that was at the Jewish synagogue. And I thought it was kind of neat to hear them tell about the experience. And in this past week, I twice came across this same story. I thought, I wonder if that would make sense to reference. And then one final thing made it certain to me that I should. This may sound a little odd, but I don't know if any of you are fans of Star Trek. Yes, I'm going to reference Star Trek in a minute. But if you were fans of the old Star Trek show, the original, you might remember Spock. And Vulcans are throughout the different Star Trek show. But the greeting that Spock and other Vulcans give was this. May look familiar to some. Well, I came across it in a book about living the Bible, and then I saw a video clip of an interview with Leonard Nimoy that both referenced this, and hearing Leonard Nimoy say it himself told me, well, then the book was probably accurate. But Leonard Nimoy shared when someone asked him, where did you come up with this? Well, he didn't come up with it. He decided to use it, though. Leonard Nimoy is Jewish, and he shared, this is a Jewish blessing. And so when you see someone doing the Vulcan greeting, they're actually giving you a Jewish blessing. They may not know it, but they are. And the reason this is a Jewish blessing is this is the first letter of the Jewish word for Shaddai. And I had just come across this story when I got the update on the music for today and found out that Betsy was going to be singing El Shaddai as our offertory. I thought, wow, that's pretty powerful. So. It's amazing to see how things come together, and I mentioned earlier how in youth music staff have to be really flexible too. In fact, at the 8:30 service, I skipped the prelude, so sorry there. But we have to have lots of flexibility, and the music seems to work so well in our worship together. Some other things that we've seen in our favorite memories were actually some mentioned serving as an acolyte, and that was another area we had to be flexible this morning, and that the wick is gone in the candle over here, so usually they light from here, and I don't like the acolytes. Field trips are just terrific times. That was mentioned as a favorite memory by a few, and one that specifically got mentioned by name was Sea Life. And I believe we had one of our first time with Terrific Times was this past Friday, I believe, and I already have seen stories about that. I saw some pictures on Facebook. I saw people talking about it. It sounded like it was a good time, as always, and that's always a lot of fun. And I also heard some stories about youth trips being favorite memories, such as going to WOW. That's a youth event we have in Springfield. It's actually in the exact same building, exact same room as Pastor Gary and others are in right now for our annual conference. And we actually have more to go to WOW than they have at annual conference. The bishop a few years ago came to WOW and told us we were the largest gatherings of United Methodists in the state during the year. But that was pretty neat to find out the youth have that powerful of a weekend. And you can say, wow. Another popular event was going to the Young Christians Weekend in Silver Dollar City. And this was another fun thing. We went to that this year, and it's been a few years since we went. Jenny Seastreet was one of the ones that had gone with us, and I was chatting with Paula and realized the last time that I had gone to Silver Dollar City at Young Christians Weekend was when Jason was one of the youth that went to Silver Dollar City. And so it's been a few years, but it may be renewed as a tradition for us. And personally, my favorite memories having to do with Avondale are related not a specific point in time, but over a period of time, and it's seeing youth that I meet them when they're maybe fifth or sixth grade, and then knowing them as they grow older and more mature in their faith, and seeing them as they're graduating high school, and seeing the changes that have come about. And Nathan, you're about halfway through that process. You still have a few years. You're still high school ahead of you, but I'm already seeing spiritual growth there. I did warn them after first service that several people told me he needs to be a liturgist more than just on youth Sunday. So another popular scripture that has been mentioned by some of the adults was Proverbs chapter 31, verse 25.
Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come.
A little later during our benediction, Nathan's going to lead us in a responsive reading of the Canticle of Love. And this is one that Pastor Gary found for me because it actually includes elements of two different scriptures that were brought up by our confirmands and mentors. And that was 1 Corinthians 13, which is known as the Love Chapter, as well as 1 John chapter 4. And so those will be referenced a little bit later in the service. But when we're asked for scripture verses and favorites, several mentioned just instead of an individual verse, they mentioned a book of the Bible. And we heard the Psalms mentioned a lot, or individual Psalms, and we've heard a few of those. But we also heard the book of Acts. And it only seemed fitting that we'd be asked to share something from Acts on Pentecost Sunday, since that's where we hear from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 18.
Today's scripture passage from chapter 2 of the book of Acts is being read from the Common English Bible, a fresh translation published last summer with the goal to touch the heart and mind in the spirit of the King James Version that celebrated its 400th anniversary last year. When Pentecost Day arrived, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound from heaven like the howling of a fierce wind filled the entire house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be individual flames of fire alighting on each one of them. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit enabled them to speak. There were pious Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. When they heard the sound, a crowd gathered. They were mystified because everyone heard them speaking in other languages. They were surprised and amazed, saying, "Look, aren't all the people who are speaking Galileans, every one of them? How then can each of us hear them speaking in our native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, as well as residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus in Asia, Phrygia, and from Pamphylia, Egypt and the regions of Libya, Jordan and Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the mighty works of God in our own languages. They were all surprised and bewildered. Some asked each other, what does this mean? Others jeered at them, saying, they're full of new wine. Peter stood with the other 11 apostles. He raised his voice and declared, Judeans and everyone living in Jerusalem, know this. Listen carefully to my words. These people are not drunk, as you suspect. After all, it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. Rather, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young will see visions. Your elders will dream dreams. Even upon my servants, men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy.
So that's a scripture verse that I was glad I had Nathan read rather than me, because I would have stumbled over a lot of those words. He did pretty good with it. But that passage was actually highlighted in the book that Pastor Gary's been referencing during his sermon series related to baseball. When he shared the book with me and pointed that out, I thought, really? How are they going to connect that to baseball? And they did. So it says, from this book, it says, so what does this mean indeed? Looking back, one might conclude that the word of God is meant to be heard by people of all nations. However, to paraphrase Luke in Acts, one might reach a similar conclusion regarding our national pastime. Look, are not all these who play baseball? And how is it that we cheer, each in our own language, those players from where we were born? Dominicans and Mexicans and Cubans, those dwelling in Venezuela, Puerto Rico and Panama, Korea and Japan, Australia and Colombia, China and parts of Canada adjoining America, visitors and home teams, both whites and blacks, Latins and Asians, we see them playing our own game as a wonderful work of God. Baseball, perhaps more than any other enterprise, brings together people of different religions, races, and nationalities, and forges them into thriving communities where all work together to serve one another toward a common goal. Leave it to the game to hold out the possibility, the potential God sees for all humanity. The author of the book continues, growing up, I was taught that Catholicism is the one true religion. These days, at least, the church recognizes that there are many ways to the Father. Either way, the infant church had to expand its thinking, go through a conversion of its own, to be inclusive of the much larger world of Gentiles. For its part, the national pastime had to mature before it could indeed reflect all that is good about America. Inclusion, equality, freedom of expression. Christianity and baseball have long had ideals. It just took them both a while to live up to them. So now we're going to share two more of our songs and have you join together with us in singing This Is My Father's World and Blessed Assurance.
Thank you.
looking forward to the Terrific Times events this summer, and looking ahead to Wilderness Weekend, which will be in August. But we also heard some new things that they haven't experienced before that they're looking forward to, such as the 100th anniversary. We've already done some of those events, but we have some more, including next month we'll have our Ice Cream Social Admissions Fair that we're looking forward to, and in October we'll have a big celebration in the Walk Down the Hill. And then something coming up in just 2 weeks that some of them mentioned is what they're most looking forward to is actually Confirmation Sunday. So several of the youth that you've seen leading worship today are going to be confirmed and become members of the church 2 weeks from now. And just a reminder, confirmation is not graduating, but it's graduating too. You're becoming full members of the church, and we hope to see you continue to get even more involved, rather than, unfortunately, sometimes we see after confirmation, people drop off, and that's not what we want. We want you to get more involved. And so there's many ways that we are looking forward, and ask each of us to think about how we can look forward and help our church grow, both this individual church at Avenue United Methodist and the overall Christian church. And so we've shared some of our stories and our songs and our scriptures, and we ask, invite you to share your stories in the future. And now we're going to have two hymns of celebration as we wrap up our service. And these two hymns will be, Here I Am,